Good morning, everyone. Xin chào quý vị. Today, I think we should take care of some administrative details like this Chinese class next week or soon. We should finalize the details. And then I go to the Dharma talk. Ngày hôm nay chúng ta nên bàn một vài cái chuyện trước khi thầy nói pháp cho quý vị nghe. I think there's a Chinese class. I think Thomas, what is the status of the Chinese class? I think there are a few people who signed up for it, 4 or 5 people. Yeah. We can always don't give her a donation as well. I don't like free things. Unless she gets something from us, I don't like to get anything for free. So what are the details on that? She offers to do the online class from China. That means that she has to stay up at 9 o'clock at night to do a class for you on Saturday. Meaning no Saturday night dates. You realize that? You realize that if you in China, you conduct an online class for us here in the US. That means that no Saturday night dates. It's a lot of sacrifices. I think the other option is to have Danny agrees to, if necessary, to teach the Chinese class as well. So that's the second option, right? Oh. At least I just volunteered Danny yesterday. Okay, well, let's finalize the details and let people know when and so on. Okay. All right. Yes. Yeah, sure. Yeah, 2 weeks from yesterday. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Today's topic is a very difficult topic to talk about. Ngày nói pháp hơi khó nói một tí. It's about self-deception. Tự lừa. It's a very difficult topic because I hesitate to talk about these kind of things. So I'm not sure I'll be able to successfully convey to you the message today. Cái vấn đề mà tự lừa nó vấn đề rất là khó nói. Bởi vì thầy cứ do dự hoài, không biết là chừng nào mới dám nói. Mà nếu không biết có đủ ngày hôm nay có đủ cái sáng suốt để trình bày cái vấn đề cho quý vị được hay là không. It's a very difficult thing to talk about because it's very very personal. Vấn đề nó khó nói tại vì nó rất là chuyện thầm kín của nhiều người. I read somewhere, supposedly the Buddha says, the biggest mistake you can make is to fool yourself. Thầy có người nào nói với thầy là một cái lỗi lầm lớn nhất trong cuộc đời của người là tự lừa gạt mình. Okay. What does it mean? Let me go through that idea for you to to see if you you agree with it. The biggest mistake you can make is to fool yourself. What does it mean? When you talk about mistake, then you're talking about creating karmas, doing things that hurt yourself. Agree or disagree, right? Mistake is not beneficial for you at all. It causes problems for you. If you're creating karmas, that's why you're making mistakes.
Cái lỗi lầm là cái gì? Lỗi lầm là quý vị đang tạo nghiệp, đang làm những cái mà quý vị không nên làm. Và sau này quý vị sẽ hối hận.
You regret making mistakes because you don't gain. Không có lợi lộc gì cho chúng ta hết. Không gọi là lỗi lầm. Okay? So far so good? Okay? When you create karma, you have to undergo retribution. Quý vị khi mà tạo nghiệp á, là phải trả cái nghiệp đó. Phải chịu cái quả đó. Tại cái nghiệp quý vị tạo, if you create, so you don't want to make mistakes. You don't want to create karma. Rằng quý vị không muốn tạo nghiệp, không muốn có lỗi lầm. Okay? And then it says the biggest mistake you make is to fool yourself, to deceive yourself. Rồi hơn nữa, câu này nói là nếu như cái lỗi lầm lớn nhất chúng ta có thể làm là tự lừa. Tự lừa dối mình. What does it mean? To deceive yourself. Lừa gạt mình là sao? Now I need your help because I'm not quite sure how to deceive myself. So I need some help. You nói chuyện tự lừa gạt mình thì thầy phải cần quý vị giúp đỡ một tí. What do you do when you deceive yourself? Khi mình tự lừa gạt mình chuyện gì xảy ra? What do you do? Mình làm gì? Anyone? Roberta, just to name a name. What do you do when you deceive yourself? Think about it. This is very important. This is very difficult to talk about. What did I tell you? No one wants to talk about this.
Tự lừa gạt mình làm cái gì khi mình làm tự lừa gạt?
How do you deceive yourself? Yes. Very good.
Lừa gạt mình có hai cái phần. Phần thứ nhất á, mình biết là đúng. Phần thứ nhì á, là mình tự gạt mình.
That's exactly right. First, you know the facts. Okay? And number two, you dissuade yourself. You distort the facts to yourself. That means deceiving yourself.
Mình biết cái sự thật, mình biết cái sự kiện, xong mình tự méo mó cái sự thật cho mình.
Is it clear? You know the facts, you know what's right or wrong, you know it's actual, the real truth, but you distort the truth to yourself.
Mình biết cái sự thật, nhưng mà mình méo mó nó, tự méo mó nó.
That means that's what you do when you deceive yourself.
Mình tự gạt mình như vậy.
Yes, routine. See, it's very personal now. Yes. He says that there are times where it's so obvious, the facts are so obvious, it's very clear. Then it's not a problem. But when it's not clear, does it mean that you're deceiving yourself? No, it's not. You're not deceiving yourself when you are unclear about the facts.
Khi mà quý vị không rõ ràng về cái sự kiện, thì quý vị không có tự lừa gạt.
The self-deception exists only when you distort the truth to yourself. Okay?
Cái tự lừa gạt mình nó chỉ có khi nào chúng ta méo mó cái sự thật, cố ý méo mó cái sự thật. There is what is involved here is the intentional act of distorting it. Okay. Cái từ lừa gạt mình có, mình cố ý có cái ý ở trong đó, mình muốn mình méo mó nó. See, you distort it. Yes. You know that what you're saying, what you're telling yourself is not true. Somewhere in the back of your mind, you know it's not true. You in the back of your mind, you know it's not true. So the Chinese, as I say, the mind knows, but the mouth contradicts it. Okay? Cái này, cái câu hỏi thắc cho rõ ràng là mình biết là không biết, mình thực sự mình biết là không biết. Thầy nói là cái người Hoa có cái câu là tâm thị khẩu phi. Okay? The Chinese are saying, xin shi cầu phê. Cầu sư xin phê, something like that. Okay, thank you. So what happened? Tức có nghĩa là, tức là cái tâm mình với cái miệng mình nó đi ngược lại với nhau. That's called distorting yourself. It's mean deceiving yourself. Okay? So far so good? It's the biggest mistake you can make. Cái đó là cái lỗi lầm lớn nhất quý vị có thể làm được khi mình tự lừa gạt mình. Why is the biggest mistake? Tại sao lỗi lầm lớn? Why? Because there's no end to it. It keeps on growing and growing and growing. Tại vì nó lỗi lầm lớn là tại vì nó càng ngày, nó càng lớn thêm. Nó không bao giờ nó ngừng. You keep on deceiving it. You keep on accumulating it. You keep on creating more offenses. Rồi lần lớn là tại mình càng ngày mình càng tạo thêm nghiệp. Và không ngừng được. You're growing in the wrong direction. Cái vì đang phát triển trong cái đường, trong cái phương hướng mà nó trật, nó sai lầm. Okay, shall we change subject now? Are we happy with this and move on? Bàn thì đủ chưa hay là mình muốn mình bàn chuyện khác cho nó dễ thở hơn? Yes, Ian doesn't want to move on. Ah, yes. Depends on how good you are. If you're really good, you really have to deceive yourself. Yes. If you're really good, if you're really, really a superior person, okay, then you really excel at deceiving yourself. It's a very good point. Okay? For example, the better lawyers are the ones who are perfectly capable of deceiving themselves. Because they need to deceive themselves in order to become persuasive. If you cannot persuade yourself, you cannot persuade anyone. Cái câu hỏi là ví dụ như có những cái nghề nó có những nghề nó hay đi có thường làm chuyện hơn, chẳng hạn như nghề luật sư. Thì mình không dám chửi bất chỉ trích cái nghề nào hết, nhưng điều mình chỉ nói là cái đại khái cái quan niệm là cái người mà càng giỏi chừng nào càng tự lừa gạt hay chừng đấy. Có nghĩa là mình phải tự thuyết phục mình mới có thể thuyết phục người khác được. Ok.
So there are lots of professions who are like that. They need to be able, like on a flip of a switch, to be able to persuade themselves so that they can sell it to others.
Có những cái nghề như vậy, mình phải tức tốc mình có thể tự lừa gạt mình để mình có thể thuyết phục người khác được.
Which brings the point why. What happens there?
Tại sao nó xảy ra như vậy?
Because of greed.
Tại vì, lý do là tại sao? Tại cái lòng tham.
Okay?
When your greedy mind takes over, there's a tendency to deceive yourself.
Khi mà cái lòng tham nó nổi lên nữa, mình chúng ta có khuynh hướng là tự lừa gạt nữa.
Agree, disagree. Đồng ý là không đồng ý?
Any questions or comments? Anh có ý kiến thắc mắc gì không?
Yes.
No.
That's not true.
Oh. We're not that bad, are we?
That what mistake?
Deceiving yourself? You really think you're deceiving yourself every day?
There's a pattern there. What you're describing has a pattern. It starts with desire. Okay? Greed and desire. Có một cái quá trình mà chúng ta qua khi mà tự lừa gạt đấy. Thứ nhất là có cái lòng tham, có cái dục vọng. Okay? You start with desire. Okay? And regardless of a good or bad, doesn't matter. Okay, that's not that's withhold judgment. Mình không cần nói về cái chuyện tốt là xấu, về cái dục vọng đó. Okay, let's just move on to the next step by saying that once you have desire, okay, there's a tendency to make excuses. Agree or not? The mind comes up with excuses.
Mình phải nói cho quý vị thấy. Là khi cái dục vọng nó nhảy lên rồi á, thì thường thường cái vị sẽ nhận thấy rằng á,
là cái tâm chúng ta nó bắt đầu nó viện cớ.
So far so good, Roberta. We make excuses. It's so and so because.
Okay, the mind is racing and making excuses. Cái tâm mình bắt đầu nó viện cớ này, nó viện cớ nọ.
What do you call this kind of thing? It's akin, you see that the people who are making a lot of excuses are also manipulative.
Cái người mà viện cớ nhiều cũng là người chuyên môn thích giật dây.
See, I warn you, this is a very difficult topic to talk about. Because we don't manipulate others, do we?
Thầy đã báo trước, đã cảnh cáo trước quý vị là ngày hôm nay cái bài nói này hơi khó nói một tí, hơi khó bàn một tí. Tại vì khi mà nói chuyện giật dây thì mình đâu có bao giờ giật dây ai đâu, phải không?
We would never intend do it on purpose, would we? Manipulate people on purpose, would we? Raise your hand. You would never manipulate people on purpose, would you? Raise your hand. Don't be shy now. You're so dishonest. Put it up. Have you ever, let me rephrase the question. Have you ever manipulated anyone on purpose? Have you? Yes, you have, right? You have, right? All of you have. Don't raise your hand. I know all of you have. Who have you manipulated? If you have children, have you manipulated your children? Yes. Right? Have you manipulated your spouses? Yes. I told you it's very difficult to talk about. And that's why we're not naming names from now on, okay?
Quý vị biết không? Mình bao giờ lợi dụng liệt dây người khác, chẳng hạn như con cái mình, vợ chồng mình. Đâu bao giờ, phải không? Không bao giờ là có chuyện đó.
You know, we're honest people, we're nice people, would never manipulate our children, would never manipulate our girlfriend. Would never manipulate our spouses. Right?
What happens when we manipulate them? Khi mình dựng dây chuyện nhé. Because we know better. Tại mình biết mà. When we manipulate, we know the facts. And we withhold the facts or distort the facts a little bit so that they behave the way we want them to behave. Correct? That's called manipulation.
Cái dựng dây người ta nghĩ là sao? Mình biết cái sự kiện. Mình muốn trình bày cái sự thật, cái sự kiện tới một cái cách nào đó để khiến họ cái hành động, họ làm một cái chuyện mà mình muốn theo ý của mình. Nó gọi là dựng dây, đúng không?
That's what manipulating is about, right? I think. I don't know about this.
Thầy chỉ đoán thôi. Chắc là người ta làm như vậy.
Okay.
So there's a will involved here. There's an intentional. There's the intention. Có một cái ý, là cố ý. Méo mó cái sự thật. There's an intentional effort in distorting the truth. Right? Either by withholding the facts. Okay? Mình méo sự thật bằng cách nào? Bằng cách mình giấu cái sự kiện lại. Không cho người ta biết. Or only tell them about half truth. Hoặc là nói ta nửa sự thật thôi.
Some people are giggling because...
Okay? That's how we manipulate others. What happens when we do that? Khi mình làm như vậy là sao? It works the first few times. Giật dây
được vài lần đầu tiên.
Then they get on to it. Rồi người ta bắt đầu ta khám phá ra mình bị giật dây, họ bị giật dây. Guess what happens? You destroy your credibility. Lúc đó không ai tin mình nữa. You create mistrust. Khiến người ta không tin mình nữa. Okay? Okay? If you destroy your own credibility, mình tự
mình tự phá hoại cái uy tín của mình.
Go ahead. She has an objection. Yes.
What if she's right, right? When you manipulate for the right reasons.
对不对? That's what she's saying.
Ah, but she is a very, very good point. She says that each one has a different objective. We all believe in we are right, and therefore we do things that we based on our belief. I'm not talking about right and wrong. I'm talking about the intentional manipulation of the fact, distortion of the facts. The karma, the kind of karma you're creating is very damaging. I'm not talking about right and wrong yet. Am I? No, I'm not. Mình không bàn về cái đúng cái sai, mình chỉ bàn về cái cố ý mà méo mó cái sự thật, mình tạo cái nghiệp bằng cách méo mó cái sự thật, mình khiến người ta, mình lừa gạt người ta, mình lừa gạt mình.
Yes.
From refraining from deceiving? Yes. Yes. Right. It still creates, it creates positive karma by not acting on it. Meaning you are the fact that you're able to restrain yourself is a very positive karma. Yes, it's very positive karma. You stopped yourself, okay? Right. Then eventually we stop thinking about it. It's a very good point. You have to have deceptive mind and then decide to act on it. It has two steps. First, you want to deceive, and number two, you act on it. If you keep on refraining yourself from acting on that will or the desire to deceive, eventually the desire to deceive will cease to exist. Because it's no fun to want to deceive anymore. It's not useful anymore. The mind that wants to deceive needs to be rewarded to keep on doing it. Does it make sense? Okay? So if you stop yourself, that's how you get rid of the being manipulative. The mind immediately says, I want this. It makes sense to me. Okay? And then it's to her benefit that I manipulate her. So the mind says, I want to manipulate her for whatever the reasons. Okay? I'm not questioning your motives. I'm questioning your wisdom in allowing yourself to convince yourself it's okay to manipulate others. I question that wisdom. I don't question your motive in your decision is right or wrong. Okay? It's none of my business. All I'm pointing out to you, when you manipulate people, when you decide to deceive yourself, okay, that is stupidity. No matter what the motive is.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Only create mind karma, but eventually it will stop. It will stop. Okay. Here's what very most damaging is that you want to deceive. You want to manipulate people. And then you act on that. That's very damaging. Okay. The want to deceive people is natural because we are greedy. We have desires. That's natural. It's natural reaction is that let's get it because of our desire. We want to get it. Okay. But then the next step is you have to act on it. You have to do something. You have to open your mouth and says, no, 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 no. Okay. You have to create mouth karma. You have to create body karma to get, to fulfill your desire. That is shows lack of wisdom. That is creating serious karma. That's creating offenses. Okay. Cái tâm tham, cái lòng dục vọng chúng ta thành chúng ta muốn, có cái tham muốn. Thì cái tham muốn chuyện rất tự nhiên, rất thông thường. Nhưng từ cái tham muốn, vì muốn tham muốn như vậy, thì mình tự cho phép mình, tự lừa dối mình, hoặc tự gạt người khác. Thì bằng cách là nói dối với người ta, hoặc là thuyết phục người ta với cái sự kiện là sai lầm. Okay. Thì như vậy, là mình đang tạo khẩu nghiệp, mình đang tạo thân nghiệp. Thì như vậy nó đang tạo nghiệp, cái tội nó nặng lắm. Còn cái tâm khi mà chúng ta có, nên cái việc có thể, cái tâm muốn lừa gạt người ta này có thể ngừng lại, không có làm gì hết á. Nó là cái này mình nên làm á. Thì như vậy, thiệt ra cái việc đang tạo cái nghiệp tốt, là lại từ từ cái tâm nó sẽ ngừng lại. Nó không muốn gạt người ta nữa. Remember this is a very important thing to remember. If you find yourself wanting to manipulate others, it's a natural reaction. Okay, I tell you why you want to manipulate others. Okay, tôi nói cái vị nghe, thầy nói cái vị nghe. Tại sao tôi bị muốn giật dây người khác? Because fundamentally, there are two reasons. Có hai cái lý do tại sao tôi muốn lừa gạt người ta, giật dây người ta. Number one, you greedy. Cái vị tham. Actually, three reasons. Actually, more reasons. I name three reasons. Có nhiều cái lý do để thầy nói ba cái lý do cái vị nhân. Thứ nhất là cái dục vọng. Okay, number one, you greedy. Okay. You're blinded by greed. Cái mắt mình nó bị mờ mù quáng rồi. Cái dục vọng mình khiến mình sẵn sàng đi lừa gạt người ta. Okay. You're blinded by your greedy desire and therefore you prepared to manipulate and to fool others to get what you want. Number two, lý do thứ nhì, more common you think. Lý do thứ nhì mà nó rất thông thường hơn quý vị tưởng tượng. You are angry, mình giận. You're angry at one person. You harbor anger. Mình, cái tâm mình nuôi cái lửa giận này. So anything, every time you have a chance, the anger manifests in like distorting the fact, discrediting the other person. Cái lửa giận mình á, nó bộc ra mà có cơ hội một cái là nó dùng cơ hội để mà nó hại người ta, nó xấu người ta. À, méo mó sự thật để làm người ta bị thiệt thòi. Anger is very dangerous because it makes you feel entitled to distort the truth in order to discredit and to destroy others' reputation and to harm others. Scary, huh? But of course you're never like, you're not like this. We're describing as someone else, not you. Okay, I want to make it clear. You're not like this. Yes? Yes? You're not manipulative, right? You don't manipulate others out of anger, do you? Quý vị đâu có giật dây ai đâu, phải không? Nhất là khi mình giận, sức mấy mình giật dây ai làm cái gì? Đúng không? When you realize you're angry at someone, you don't like someone, you would never manipulate. Right? Mình biết mình giận người ta, xích mấy, mình giật dây, làm cái gì, đúng không? Never. Right? Never. You're wise. You have wisdom. You never do that. Khi vì có trí huệ, sao làm cái hành động như vậy được? I can't hear you. Hả? Không ai nói gì hết vậy. So again, I remind you, you deceive yourself, you manipulate others, you manipulate yourself because, number one, you're greedy. Number two, you're angry. Okay? Okay? And number three, this happens a lot more than you realize. Cái lý do thứ ba, quý vị không ít người để ý thôi. You have profound disrespect for the other person. You manipulate it. Cái lý do thứ ba, quý vị không biết, ít người biết thôi, là quý vị khinh thường cái người quý vị đang giúp dây. You lack respect for that person. Thiếu cái sự cung, thiếu cái sự kính trọng người kia. That's why you allow yourself to manipulate them. Okay? You like that. Don't expect to be liked. Nếu cứ bị như vậy, đừng nghĩ, đừng bao giờ mong là một đường hồng là mình sẽ được người ta thích mình. Because you disrespect them. Mình khinh thường người ta sẽ có thích mình được. You continue to fool yourself. Mình tự gạt mình thôi. All right, let's see. I know my Dharma talk. I mean, I don't want to. I'm running out of things to talk about. Yes. 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 The karma is an action. You do something. Yeah. That carries a consequence. An action of the mind. The mind has a lot of actions. That's right. That's why it has how you can manipulate. Creates karma. You're still creating karma. You still have this desire to deceive. Even though you don't act on it, you still have this desire to deceive. And you know, the funny thing is that don't think that people don't know. People know. When you have a deceiving mind, some people know. They don't do anything. They don't say anything. But they know. Yes. Right. You have a chance. You have a chance. Yes. But you have the chance to extricate yourself from that stupidity. But if you have this deceptive mind, and you continue to allow yourself to justify, make excuses, to act on it, you have no chance. Why do I say no chance? Let me conclude today's talk, because I don't want to go too far on a limb. Tâm mà muốn lừa gạt người ta, tâm lừa dối người ta, muốn gạt người ta, là chuyện thông thường. Okay? Mà biết ngừng lại trước khi có hành động để lừa gạt người ta, thì như vậy vẫn còn cái cơ hội để mà thoát được. Còn nếu mà mình có cái tâm muốn gạt người ta, mà cứ hành động đối với cái tâm đó, có cái hành động, có cái cử chỉ, những cái lời nói để mình lừa gạt người ta, thì mình sẽ bị đọa. Mình thoát không được đâu. You have no chance. Why? I tell you the most damaging, the biggest mistake you make. Nói cái vị nghe, thầy nói cái vị nghe, cái lỗi lầm lớn nhất cái vị có thể xảy ra is when you distort the truth, you manipulate others, and you intentionally mislead and lie and manipulate others. Thầy nói cái vị nghe, cái lỗi lầm rất lớn lao khi cái vị cố ý nói láo, nói dối, cố ý lừa gạt người ta, cố ý giật dây người ta. Cái lỗi nó rất là lớn. Why is that? Because if you really, if you're not that good, it's not so bad. If you're stupid, it doesn't matter. Okay. Nếu thực sự, nếu quý vị thực sự mà thiếu sự sáng suốt, hơi chậm chạp, thì cái đó nó chẳng nhầm vậy. I'm talking about the people very smart. Okay. Nói những người mà rất là giỏi. Okay. They are adept at fooling themselves. Okay. Cái người mà thông minh, cái người mà giỏi đó, thì cái việc đầu tiên xảy ra là họ tự gạt họ trước. Họ mới bắt đầu mình lừa dối mình được. This is a requirement for smart people. For them to fool us, they need to fool themselves first. That's the first step. Cái người mà có trí hệ, người thông minh đó, là cái người đó, trước khi họ lừa gạt mình, họ phải tự lừa họ trước. It's a very subtle step. That step right there, flip. As soon as you have this, that deceiving mind, actually what happens, you deceive yourself right away, immediately. Khi cái tâm quý vị mà có cái tâm muốn lừa dối người ta là đầu tiên hết rồi. Tâm quý vị tự lừa dối mình trước, tự thuyết phục mình trước. Before you convince others, before you mislead others, you have to mislead yourself. Okay? Quý vị nghe này. Khi mà trước khi mà quý vị có thể lừa gạt người ta, lừa dối người khác, thì cái tâm cái tự động nó tự lừa gạt mình trước. You may not agree with me right now, but I want you to meditate on this. Quý vị chưa chắc đồng ý với thầy. Để quý vị cứ suy nghĩ lại cho kỹ cho coi. I want you to see this. Eventually you see it when you meditate. Quý vị sẽ thấy cái này khi quý vị thiền. You look back on how your mind functions. You have to fool yourself first. Before you fool others. Quý vị biết không? Khi quý vị thiền, cái tâm nó tinh vi rồi, quý vị sẽ thấy được cái tâm mình lúc muốn lừa gạt người ta, là mình phải tự lừa gạt mình trước. Đó là chuyện đầu tiên. But the first thing has to happen, you have to fool yourself. Okay? This is a critical step. It's so fast. As soon as you want to manipulate others, you fool yourself first. I repeat. Thầy nhắc lại. Khi quý vị muốn giật dây người ta, là quý vị phải tự gạt mình trước. So far, so good. The mind karma you stuck, the body karma is visible, right? But the mind karma is not visible. However, that mind that says I want to deceive him, okay, is creating the mind karma. We will incur the response saying, he's going to say, I want to deceive him. You invoke that kind of retribution. Okay? You get what you deserve. So you still are creating karma. But luckily for you, the guy only thinks about deceiving you, but he's not acting on it yet, because you haven't acted on it yet. You see how icky it becomes? Everyone's walking around, I want to deceive him, but I want to act on it. It's such an unpleasant world. Think about it. Okay? What's so great about it? Cut it out. Right? Why think about it? Because it's unpleasant. Okay? That's why what I mean by creating karma is not a desirable thing to do. Even to think about it. I tell you a funny thing, Peter. When you think about deceiving someone, actually your face distorts. You don't even notice it. I look at people who are deceitful, his face is distorted. You're ugly. You don't realize it, that mind karma actually translates physically. Your face becomes distorted. You're about to distort the facts. This is very subtle. This happens before you realize it, without you realizing it. You become ugly. deceitful people, not only the face become distorted, but they exude a certain yin energy is very unpleasant to be around. They're very unpleasant, if you ask me. Okay? Nói cái gì nghe, khi mà cái tâm mà muốn gạt người ta, cái mặt mà bụi như nó méo xẹo ngay lập tức, tại mình đang méo mó sự thật mà, tại cái mặt mà nó méo ngay lập tức. Quý vị không biết đó, cái người mà có thiên nhãn ta mở, ta thấy cái mặt nó bị méo, cái mặt ta bị méo. If you have you open the heavenly eye, the people who are deceitful in mind, the you can see them as distorted. Okay? And then, rồi cái chuyện thứ nhì nữa là người ta có một cái lực, cái âm khí mà nó khó chịu lắm. Mình tới gần khó chịu lắm. Mình không thích tới gần những người như vậy. We do not want, people do not want to draw near deceitful people. I mean, I'm talking about normal people. Okay? Normal people do not want to draw near deceitful people because they're plotting against you. Cái người thông thường, người bình thường không muốn tới gần những người mà mưu toan, tại vì người ta đang mưu toan hại họ mà. Tại không ai muốn tới gần hết. Especially, you notice, children do not want to draw near deceitful people. Những cái người, những con nít đó, nó không thích tới mấy cái người mà chuyên môn mưu toan, ngôn dịch dây người khác. Children don't like it. Normal children, of course. Yes.
I was wondering, is that why certain people, despite their personality, can have a positive or have a strong positive or not so strong energy when you are near a person or about, like say you're in a gathering and is that why certain people are attracted to certain people? Not by look or personality, but by the energy level?
Yes, yes. Absolutely. And that's why when I go, I look at children. I look at who they are attracted to. Children are drawn, normal children are drawn to positive people. And they stay away from negative people. For example, we have a boy in the temple. Okay, I watch which people he goes draws near. You know, the funny thing is that I watch him. You don't. I test my theories constantly. Okay, I need empirical evidence. Okay, so I watch him. I see what kind of people he draws near. When people are in a good mood, positive mood, he draws near them. When people are negative, he stays away from them. For example, I have a couple of residents here. Okay. Every time he sees them, he goes like this. He stays away from them right away. It's amazing. Cái con nít đó, nó nhảy lắm. Nó nhất mấy đứa nhỏ nhỏ, nó còn nhỏ tuổi đó. Nó thích tới mấy cái mà có cái dương lực, dương khí nó thích tới. Còn cái âm khí nó không thích tới. Em thầy quan sát trong chùa rồi đó. Những cái người mà có đền chùa có đứa con nít, ta nói đứa con nít đó, mà cái người nào mà có cái dương lực, dương khí thì nó thích tới gần. Còn người nào âm khí nhiều quá nó né. Trong chùa có hai cái người ở trong chùa này, âm khí nó nhiều quá, thành thật con nít thật đỉ, cứ một lần mà nó tới gần một cái, họ tới, họ đi một cùng hướng, ta nó đổi hướng, nó đi chỗ khác. Nó không tới gần. Nó né. It's obvious. It's physical. You see him change direction. You know, just change direction just like that. As soon as you see, okay, it's unpleasant. Cái đứa con nít nó khôn, nó không thích tới gần nữa chứ. Okay, I'm trying to close here. Thầy đang muốn kết thúc cái câu nói ngay, cái câu chuyện ngày hôm nay. And of course, you can always bring it up next week if you feel that there are a lot of things that still needs to be resolved. But I will tell you one of the most damaging things that happens when you manipulate and you deceive others. Cái thầy muốn kết thúc bằng cách nói một cái chuyện này, nói một cái tư tưởng này. đề nghị cái chuyện này. Một cái chuyện tai hại nhất khi cái vị giật dây người khác, cái vị lừa gạt người khác.
Because if you manipulate others on purpose,
nếu cái vị cố ý giật dây người khác,
if you intentionally deceive others,
cái vị cố ý lừa gạt người khác,
by, for example, withholding information,
chẳng hạn như không nói tiết lộ chi tiết,
or you only reveal partial facts, hoặc là
tiết lộ một phần thôi, tiết lộ hết.
All are deceiving mind, những tâm đó tâm lừa gạt người ta.
Okay?
At a very subtle level, you're deceiving yourself.
Thầy nhắc lại, ngay lập tức là quý vị đang tự lừa gạt mình.
Okay? And if you keep on doing this, nếu quý vị cứ tiếp tục làm như vậy, you are constantly deceiving yourself.
Quý vị cứ lừa gạt mình hoài.
Okay? You're distorting the truth to yourself.
Quý vị méo mó sự thật cho mình. That's how damaging it is.
What happens?
You can no longer see the truth.
Cuối cùng quý vị không thể nào thấy sự thật nữa.
Because you keep on distorting it to yourself.
Yes?
When you lie to someone, you intentionally lie to someone, in order for you to effectively lie to someone, you have to lie to yourself first. There's a step there, and you guys don't realize this. There's a step that in order for you to be more persuasive, you have to believe yourself first. That's where the damage comes in. You yourself, for one instant, believe it's true. And you keep on doing it, you create a habit energy of fooling yourself constantly. That's what's damaging. It's very subtle that most of you don't realize. You must have a certain very high meditation skills before you can see that.
Tại vì khi mà quý vị mà muốn dối người ta thì có một cái chốc lát nữa quý vị tự gạt mình trước mới thuyết phục người ta được. Mà cứ làm như vậy hoài thì tạo một cái tập khí là tự gạt mình. Thì cái này cái tâm vi tế là rất khó thấy, trừ phi quý vị có cái trình độ mà công phu cao, trình độ thiền cao mới thấy được cái này.
Ok?
And that's what's real damaging. Cái đó là cái mà nó cực kỳ nguy hiểm. Tại sao?
Because if you keep on fooling yourself, một khi mà quý vị mà cứ tiếp tục lừa gạt mình như vậy đó,
you do it day in, day out.
Mình cứ mỗi ngày làm như vậy.
Pretty soon, your world becomes distorted.
Không bao lâu, thì cái thế giới quý vị nó bị méo mó rồi.
No one can get to it anymore. Because you do not allow anyone to get to it.
Và một khi quý vị mà từ méo mó sự thật như vậy, không có ai tới được quý vị. Tại vì quý vị không cho phép ai tới.
You delude yourself.
Mình tự gạt đấy.
That's a big mistake.
Cái lỗi lầm rất lớn lắm.
Why?
Because even your good known advisors cannot get to you.
Ngay cái vị thiện tri thức nữa cũng có thể tới gặp quý vị, không có qua nổi cái mạng nữa.
Because you do not allow your good known advisors advice to be registered.
Ngay cái lời dạy của người thiện tri thức nữa, mình cũng méo mó nó luôn nữa.
You're hopeless.
What?
That's why it's so damaging. Bởi vì nó nguy hiểm cho nó.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know? So what? It doesn't matter whether it's more you're responsible or not. The consequences are that is that you no longer allow yourself to see the truth. You no longer allow yourself to hear the truth. It doesn't matter who's responsible. The bottom line is you end up being hurt. Your world is distorted. Your world is make believe. It's phony. It's untruthful. There's no way to get to you. And you know what? To me, it's a bigger mistake because no one can help you. That's how damaging it is. Yes. We're talking about the will, the intention to mislead and to deceive. It's very, very damaging. My message, my advice to you is that if your mind is bent on deceiving and manipulating others, cut it out. Stop. Don't act on it. Then you may still have a chance. You act on it consistently, I wash my hands off. I can't help you. No one can help you. That's how damaging it is. You keep on making mistakes. It keeps on snowballing. It gets bigger and bigger. Nên thầy khuyên quý vị, nếu cái tâm quý vị muốn lạc, chuyên môn đi lừa gạt người ta, thích lừa gạt người ta, thích giật dây người ta, thì thầy khuyên quý vị ngừng lại. Đừng hành. As soon as you realize you are deceiving people, maybe out of anger, maybe out of greed, maybe due to lack of respect. Khi quý vị ý thức được rằng tâm chúng ta là muốn giật dây người khác, có thể vì giận, có thể vì tham, có thể vì thiếu cái sự kính trọng người khác. Stop. Ngừng là nên. Đốn ác quả. Okay. As Peter just said, just because you think and not act on it, don't think that others don't know. Because some of us can tell. You can look at your distorted face. He goes again. Don't think that you hide your thoughts and no one knows. You're so limited, you don't even know half of the truth. Question in the comments. I go again. How can he help? I warn you, it's a very tough topic. So I, yes. Why so important? If you keep on distorting the truth, then you're confused forever. The consequences? You hurt yourself. There's nothing wrong hurting yourself. Yes. You're harming yourself ultimately. You're harming yourself. That's all you're doing. Why are you harming yourself? Why don't you do something to benefit yourself instead of harming yourself? Create good karma. Don't create bad karma. Then you're hurting yourself, ultimately. That's all there is to it. People do stupid things because they don't realize they're hurting themselves. I explained this. I gave this Dharma talk today
knowing full well is going to offend a lot of people. And a lot of people don't want to look me in the face when I talk about this. Okay? I know who those people are. Okay? But I still want to talk about it because I want to create positive karmas. If you keep on creating negative karmas, you only make yourself suffer more. That's all. You suffer more.
Next one suffer.
More.
The next life?
Right now.
Right now.
Yes, right now.
What about the next life?
Next life too. And next lives too. And the next as well. You think it stops in one life? No, it doesn't. It goes on for 10 lifetimes, 20 lifetimes, 30 lifetimes. Case in point. You think that you walk by and you see a $100 bill and your first reaction, look around, say, no one is around? You think that it comes in this lifetime? It's from prior lifetimes. Yes. It's the habit energy. The Buddhist has a concept called habit energy where it perpetuates itself lifetime after lifetime because of the habit energy. The natural response, like stealing a look at a girl. That's a form of stealing. Okay? Go like this. No one knows, right? That's habit energy. Just like grabbing that money that no one sees, that no one is around. It's a habit energy that's of stealing. Why is it you want to grab? There's no reason for you to grab it, right? It has to be a habit energy. It says, I should grab it. I should grab it. And you have to resist it. It goes from lifetime to lifetime. You carry it with you. And that's why we need to cultivate. The cultivation says, stop! It's natural to want to grab it, but we're not going to grab it this lifetime. That's how you break the vicious cycle. Is it clear? If you don't keep on acting on it, you are perpetuating the cycles. You stop and say, okay, I know I want to manipulate. That's my natural response. But I stop. I'm not going to do it today. Okay? Then you're breaking the cycle. Yes. It starts with the mind. Yes. You keep on hurting yourself. The habit energy of hurting yourself, you don't even realize it. How damaging it is. The worst part is that, especially when you keep on deceiving yourself, is that no one is able to tell you the truth anymore because you keep on deceiving and distorting whatever people tell you. Extremely damaging. You're beyond help. That's why I said, I'm not going to waste time on you. Be yourself. You understand? Can't help. You cannot be helped. You can say, oh, I'm a nice person. I want to help her. And I said, she can't be helped. Because distorts the truth. I'm going to waste my time. Yes. Yes. Yes, you can. But it depends on how you repent. If you come to me for repentance, I beat you up. I make you pay. Then you do not dare do it again.
So the level of repentance
or they put you in jail. You have to pay the price. Just because you know that in Buddhism we have a way to repent. Peter, you cannot just come to me and repent all the time. You say, hey, first time, yeah, second time I beat you up. Okay? The law of cause and effect, you will not stop yourself until you are afraid of the consequences. Right now, you deceive yourself because you think that no one knows. There's no harm in it. I'm trying to tell you the biggest harm is that you keep on falling and you keep on hurting yourself and you don't even know it. And no one can tell you. That's how serious it is. You give me a stupid person. I say, you stupid. Let me tell you what to do. If stupid person says, okay, master, I believe you. Okay? I will do as you told, as I'm told. But when you tell a person who deceives himself, he says, this is not true. I'm not like that. I'm not like that. You're wrong. He's wrong. That's how dangerous it is. You allow yourself to continue to hurt yourself. So what's the point of repenting? Your repentance is insincere. Okay? You come to me, I beat you up first. You're not sincere. Forget it. That's how I tell you you're insincere. You come to me in and you repent. When you're insincere, I beat you up. Okay? If you are sincere, you come to me again. You're insincere, you never dare come back to me again. I rest my case. Got it? We're not always nice, by the way. Sometimes we're brutal. For a good reason. To show your insincerity. If you're sincere, we'll help you. If you're not sincere, we'll beat you up. Yeah. You're not really not sincere in your repentance and in wanting to change. Why bother? I tell you, you're not sincere. Get out of here. Of course, I'm not, you understand me, I'm not like that. Yeah, of course, yes. Okay? It's very important to refrain from acting. I thank you for your point. You have to stop.
We all have to repent for our sinful.
It stops the retribution from me. Because when you create karma against me, I will retaliate. Okay? You deceive me, I will deceive you. You manipulate me, I will manipulate you. And then you get upset and say, why? How dare you manipulate me? You say, I'm such a nice person. I never saw this guy before. How come he comes over and manipulates me and deceives me? I've never seen this guy before. Yes, you saw me before in a prior life. I'm only here to reclaim what you owe me. And so you tell yourself, Peter, he said, see, Mom, honest to God, I never saw this guy before. He is coming over to hurt me, to harm me, to deceive me. Okay? There's no reason for this. So you retaliate. And that's where your stupidity comes in because you feel so justified in because there's no rhyme or reason for it. Yes, there's a reason for it. It's a vicious cycle that repeats itself. It never ends. You have to break it. You have to stop. It's the only way. So what's the point in helping you repent? You come to me and say, Master, I want to repent of my manipulating someone. Okay, I helped you once. Because I'm a nice guy. then the following week, look at me and say, should I come to repent again? I think it's the same thing I repented last week. Okay? Maybe I wait till next month and do it all at once. You keep on hurting yourself. That's all you do. Isn't that depressing? You're so smart about it. I'm so smart. No one knows. Yeah. Right. I'm getting depressed too, so. It's so sad to me because I see such people and there's no way to tell them. There's no way to tell them. Okay. You see the problem? You see the problem? You tell them, they get upset at you and say, I'm not like that. I'm not like that. You misunderstand me. I thought you were a wise master. But in fact, you're such a stupid monk. Because you misread me. You don't understand me at all. You don't understand! They tell you. They tell everyone. You see? I'm not like that. He keeps on telling me I'm like that. So that's why the Buddha No Advisor says, I'm not going to touch you with a 10-foot pole. I let you suffer by yourself. You don't need my help. And you keep on hurting yourself. Over and over again, lifetime after lifetime. And what you don't understand, what you don't know is this. Let me close it out. I'm trying to close this for the last half hour. Okay. Once a true good no advisor washes his hands off you, you have no chance. Because all of them wash their hands off you. Okay? So you will continue to spiral downwards. Until you hit bottom, until you go to the hells. And suffer. Truly, truly suffer. You ain't seen what, you don't know what suffering is yet, right now, until you go to the hells. Alright. Sorry, Roberta. I thought it would be a pleasant weekend, but it isn't. Alright. Any final comments? Ai có muốn nói gì, có lời cuối cùng không? Yes. It's something you know what to do eventually. First thing is you need to be able to identify the real cause. Example, If people come to me and say, Master, help me, I say, I can't help you. Because I see why I can't help you. You don't even see there's nothing I can do. If you cannot link the cause, you cannot get back to the root cause of it, you cannot fix the problem, can you? The question, the problem is what is to locate the exact cause of the problem. You don't see the cause, you cannot fix it. If you see the cause, you yourself know how to fix it eventually. So yeah, there are two cases. Either you see the cause yourself, then eventually you figure out a way to fix it, or someone points out the cause to you. Like a good no advisor points out the cause to you. Okay? Then you, and you keep repeating that. Eventually you get, eventually you have the chance to appreciate the cause. But if the good no advisor, every time he points it out to you and you distorts it, then the good no advisor has no chance to help you. He'd be wasting his time trying to help you. That's why it's very, very damaging. That's why Master Shenhua says in his six principles, I will not lie. And all those of you who cultivate, who serious cultivate, please keep that in mind. Refrain from lying. Thành ra cuối cùng, thầy xin kết thúc bằng cách Ngài Thiện Hóa, một trong những lục đại tôn chỉ của Ngài Thiện Hóa là tôi sẽ không nói dối. Thì cô khuyên những cái vị người nào mà cái tâm muốn tu hành đó, okay, nhớ cái câu đó, tôi sẽ không nói dối. You will not lie. If you really are serious about cultivation, okay, you will refrain yourself from lying. Okay? You're distorting the truth to yourself. Mình nói láo, mình nói dối, mình đang tự lừa gạt mình. Mình đang méo mó sự thật. You have no chance to cultivate. Không thể nào tu được. I bring this up because today, this in the afternoon, when we talk about the Vajra Sutra, it's related to the topic in the Vajra Sutra. Đáng lý là thầy không muốn đàn về cái chuyện này, tại nó hơi khó bàn một tí, nhưng mà nó có liên quan tới cái vấn đề chiều hôm nay, trong kinh Kim Cang. It's about becoming enlightened, về cái khía cạnh mà giác ngộ. What it takes to be enlightened, cần làm gì để mà giác ngộ. Okay? Alright, we stop here today. Ngừng lại ở đây.
take care of the lunch ceremony.